Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Numbers 419 to 525. MR, Number 434. Address to Bible Workers and Ministers. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. What are they doing? Christ is opening the treasures and the riches of the truth of the Bible that we do not appreciate now, and that seems to be holden from our eyes. We should have been out of sight of our present spiritual condition if we had advanced as the light came to us. We should have advanced so far that we would not recognize our present condition. There has been every hindrance to keep us in earthliness and commonness, that we should not grasp the eternal. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. The truth and light given to us of God is as a priceless treasure hid in a field. We are to buy the field and work every foot of it. The more we look at the promises of the Word of God, the brighter they grow. The more we practice the principles of God's Word, the deeper will be our understanding of them. Our position and faith is in the Bible. And never do we want any soul to bring in the testimonies ahead of the Bible. I have felt that it was not essential to go back to the beginning of the work in order to maintain its importance. I have felt, if there was not the evidence now, if the Holy Spirit is not controlling the testimonies now, I would not care to go back. If the divine credentials do not attend the testimonies now, then it is time my work stopped. What we want is the freshness of the presence of the Spirit of God testifying through us. What I want to see is the testimony of the Spirit of God working upon human minds. I believe God speaks to human hearts. I want that our brethren should feel the importance of praying more and loving our brethren more. The love that is expressed is revealed. It speaks with a voice that nothing can silence. For God sent his Son into the world because he loved the world. There may be a sharpness with some, another defect with another. But those who advocate the truth can afford to be fair and pleasant. It does not need the human mixing in. It is not for you to use the Holy Spirit of God, but it is for the Holy Spirit to use you. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, The Lord rebuke thee. Be careful that you do not rail once. We want the Holy Spirit of God to be life and voice for us. Our tongue should be as the pen of a ready writer, because the Spirit of God is speaking through the human agent. When you use that twit and fling, you have stirred in some of yourself, and we do not want anything of that mixture.
We have a testing message for our world, and we should present the truth as it is in Jesus, and your life as hid with Christ in God. You do not present yourself, but the presence and preciousness of truth is so large, why it is so far-reaching, so deep, so broad, that self is lost sight of. It is not flowery discourses that we want, not a great flood of words that do not mean anything. Preach so that the people can catch hold of big ideas and dig out the precious ore hid in the scriptures. The Bible is its own interpreter. We are to hide ourselves in Jesus. It is not our education that is to do the work. Let the Holy Spirit of God come to hearts. Some who do not understand the truth may be inclined to ridicule it. We know we have the arguments of truth to handle, and we shall have to meet ridicule and opposition. But can we afford to put on that armor of ridicule and sarcasm as we go to proclaim the sacred truth? We cannot afford to use these weapons. Speak out calmly and distinctly for Christ's sake. We want our discourses mixed with faith. You want to put on the whole armor of God and be clad with His Spirit and have His righteousness to go before you and the glory of the Lord to be your reward. When you go forward in this way, just so surely will the whole universe of heaven be engaged with working upon the people that it will astonish you as you had it here. Just as soon as you have the meekness and lowliness of Christ, then the Lord Jesus has His heavenly intelligences working with human agents. A palm may plant, and Apollos water, but God alone giveth the increase. Among those that ridicule the truth, some will see the foolishness of their course and will turn to the Lord. We have a most solemn truth to be proclaimed to the world. Let the work of God begin in your homes, in the church, and we shall see the salvation of God as we have not seen or dreamed of. If we are one in Christ Jesus, just so surely the world knows this love is not of the world. You have no need to tell them you have the Spirit of God. If it is in the heart, it will come out. Your faith is to be tried in the fire. It is tried that the preciousness of it may be seen, and you may look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. 7, 1894, 1-3. Address to Bible workers and ministers at the Brighton Campground, June 28, 1894. Released May 23, 1975.